looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And today's show, which, you know, may be the most important show you've ever heard in your life if you jump on my first idea here, it's annual election period. Because, yes, you know, you might guess, since this is Finishing Well, we talk a lot about, you know, how to, you know, plan your retirement, that kind of thing, that there is an annual election period. You might have heard of something between the election that we're talking about. But this is a different kind of election, because there is an annual election period, and you really need to take care of this one first and foremost before any other annual election period. It is, you know, which way are you going to head eternally, right? There's an election involved. And, you know, you can take the wide road. It's kind of hot, right? But a lot of people go in that way. But it doesn't have the eternal consequence. I mean, it does have eternal consequences versus the other election that's available to you is to actually have life. And maybe you have listened to this show for some time and you're thinking, why do these guys appear to be having so much fun? Where does that joy come from? You know, what is it about these guys? I like this financial show. I listen to a lot of financial shows, but this one doesn't just seem like these guys are out to get me. And the reason for that is we made our annual election period, and that election was to turn our lives to Jesus. And see, Jesus said it this way, apart from me, you can do nothing, okay? So the only reason that Finishing Well is a decent show, if and we're hoping you like it, is because hopefully, you know, we've prayed and asked God to be part of the show, and as he is present with us, then all of a sudden we can do things that would be fruitful, like, you know, spread love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness, all those things that you would hope during your annual election period that you were getting from your age. Well, it only comes because it takes two to bear fruit. I don't know if you've ever thought about that, but if you want to have an apple, your apple tree is going to have to be met by a bee somewhere along the way, because it takes two to make fruit. And so in our lives, in order to have joy and these kind of things, even self-control, which is sort of a misnomer when you think about it, you got to have Jesus. I mean, you just do. And it's a pretty simple decision to make that election. I want Jesus. I'm going to ask him to come in, take control of my life. You can do that. And that's the most important election you will ever make. But since we happen to be in this season, it starts out October 15th. Am I right?
It is October 15th to December 7th, and we're talking about Medicare.
So there is an annual election period that is extremely confusing for many people, because just because you're on Medicare does not mean that the annual election period has anything to do with you. So here's the star of the show.
Yeah.
John, I mean, excuse me, Hans Scheil, to explain to you, you know, some really, from my standpoint, a very simple flow chart, even though he's going to do that audibly, you know, to take you kind of where you're going down this decision and so that you can make the right election, if an election is even something you need to make at this point.
If you're not on Medicare yet, when you get to Medicare eligibility, which is 65 for most people, you've got first, some decisions to make about Medicare Part A and Part B, which is, do I want to go on Medicare now or not? And if you've got, if you're still working and you got group insurance, maybe not. Maybe you want to delay Medicare until you actually need it when you're going to be off your group insurance. But even then, you may want to go for it because Medicare is really good coverage once you get on it. So, but people need to make that decision about A and B, Medicare A and Medicare B, at 65. And so if you're over 65 and you've already made that decision, well, we're not going to spend a lot of time on that. What we're going to say is each year during this period of time, you've got the right to make an election or to make an enrollment decision during the annual election period or annual enrollment period. And so what that decision is do I want to stay on original Medicare, if that's what you're on now, and I get my claims paid and I get my coverage from the government directly, do I want to stay on that, or do I want to consider going onto one of these Medicare Advantage plans, which are Part C plans? And so you say, well, what are you talking about? Well, the government gives you the option, and it's at your election, to privatize your Medicare, or in other words, to outsource your Medicare so that they don't have to worry about paying your claims. They're just going to send whatever insurance company you pick a check every month, a big check, and they're going to be done with you, at least for the year, where they're just going to collect their Medicare Part B premium, and then they're going to send a check to like Humana or United Healthcare or Aetna or whoever you pick as your Medicare Advantage plan. They're going to send them a check every month, and you're now going to get your Medicare benefits directly from that insurance company that you picked. And you say, well, why would I want to do that? Well, there's a whole bunch of reasons, and I'm going to go over those in a sec, but let's just understand the decision. So that's one decision, is to have your Medicare outsourced, essentially, or to move from original Medicare to Medicare Advantage. The other decision is to stay on original Medicare. It's Medicare A, Medicare B, still have your claims processed just like they've always been processed. When you go to the doctor, as long as he accepts Medicare, you show him your red, white, and blue card, you're on there, the government's gonna pay your benefits or pay the doctor. And that what most people that are on original Medicare have is what's called a Medicare supplement or a Medigap policy. And then you buy that separately from a private insurance company. But that's not the whole of your Medicare. That's just a supplement. So you're still on Medicare, original Medicare, and then you have this thing that you pay for every month that fills in the gaps. Most people that have those two are very, very happy, okay? And if there's one thing that they're possibly not happy about is the monthly premium that they pay for that Medicare supplement coverage. Okay, those, some are thrilled with it, though, because they know it pays so well. But there's many that, you know, that stuff goes up over time. And we've got plenty of customers that becomes a real struggle paying that Medicare supplement premium. So that's not really original Medicare. That's the supplement to original Medicare. But that could be a motivation to go on a Medicare Advantage or to go on the Part C plan. So because you will be required to dump your Medicare supplement. So if you were paying $150, $175, $200 a month for your supplement, and you decide to go on the Medicare Part C route or the Medicare Advantage, you now have all these benefits from Humana or United Healthcare or whoever. And you've got, you pay, in most cases, zero premium for that Medicare Advantage plan with Humana or whatever. So there's zero premium. And in many situations this year, they actually give you a rebate on your Part B premium that comes out of your Social Security check. So this year, they're in a lot of places, they've thrown in $30-$40 a month that they're giving you in a credit back on your Part B premium. These people really want your business. And what we do is we represent, we're really more than five of them, but let's just say United Healthcare, which is the AARP plan, Humana, Aetna, Cigna, Anthem, we got a few others. Why you would not want to buy one of these things or allow your Medicare to be outsourced, first and foremost, is most of them have networks. So you're now going to play the network game with the doctors where you will need to go to their doctors to get your care. And so if a doctor's out of network, you're going to pay a lot more. Or if it's an HMO, you can't even go to the doctor that's out of network. So that's a word of caution, but it shouldn't scare you away because the networks have become much better over the last few years. I've been offering this stuff since it started. And 10 years ago, I was very selective about who I sold this to and how I sold it. Still am that way a little bit, but it's a very good option and a viable option for people. And the main motivation here is the saving of the Medicare supplement premium. Most of these Medicare Advantage plans include a Part D plan or a drug plan, and that's still at no cost as well. So you got a drug plan, and you can, if you've had a separate private Part D plan or going along with your Medicare supplement, you can dump that too. So there's a cost savings here is the big motivator. The other thing is most of them have a little bit of dental coverage, and they've got some vision coverage. They got hearing either coverage or discounts for hearing aids. And then most of them have a gym membership option as well, where you can go down and join the fitness club, or they've already got one joined for you. So don't want to get too much into the details of these things, because unfortunately, a lot of folks in our industry, you call them up and you want information like I'm giving you, and they just start you over here selling you a Medicare supplement plan. And you really have no context to put that into. And you just, a lot of people just sign up. And even years later, they still are a little unsure of what they have. So, you know, when we get on the back part of the show here, I'm going to go over this kind of grid again, and I'm going to try to put some context into your decision making and then your ongoing coverage so that you'll have a little better understanding of what you have and why you have it.
Yeah, one other little side note that I would caution, I think, is if I'm right, but you can correct me because I know you know it better than I, is when you turn 65, you do need to make some kind of election. Mm-hmm. Because if you choose not to go on Medicare and you don't have health insurance outside of Medicare, then they start arranging these penalties for you.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
And those will last you the rest of your life.
They do. The penalties never go away.
And so,
like an annuity check, except they're the reverse.
Yeah. So actually, I guess, what is it, 3 months before your 65th birthday, you can go in and you can apply for Medicare. But you better have some good insurance that's not Medicare if you choose not to do that. Because
sure. Just to understand, there's a bunch of regulations around that. So when you're 65, you need to make some elections, even if the election is to not buy it, to not get on Medicare.
One other little side note is that if you choose Part A and Part B, which you would do on the government's website, but what is not at all clear from their website or from anybody else's discussion, would not have known this in a million years had I not known my good friend Hans, was if you choose to go on Part A and Part B and you choose to get a Medicare supplement, you need to get a Part D, because they will start, if you don't get a drug plan, guess what? They start figuring out fines because you didn't
penalties
go on
that. Absolutely.
Because you have to have a drug plan.
You don't want to mess this stuff up at 65 or shortly thereafter.
So there is an election, period. I mean, you have to make some decisions as you
right around your 65th birthday.
Right.
So that's called the initial enrollment period or initial election period. It's IEP.
So
all these acronyms.
You can tell we're loaded for bear again. So we're coming back on the other side of this. Again, it's brought to you by Cardinal Guide, cardinalguide.com. Hans's book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living Your Retirement. It's all there at cardinalguide.com. We'll be right back.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show is essentially annual election period. So, yeah, you're going to make some elections annually, but when it comes to Medicare specifically, and because even if you're 85, right, that this period of time could affect you.
Oh yeah,
a lot of those people are.
We have people this year. They're well above 80. I don't know of one personally, but I bet it's there already during the annual enrollment that's in their 90s that have made some elections with us, and they've already been a customer. We're not calling somebody new at that age. But, you know, what I really want to do with the show here, again, and I worked at it in the first part and then in the second part, is just to give you some context for decision-making, because you've got to make ongoing decisions about Medicare. This isn't one of those things that you can just get it all set at 65 and then turn your back and everything's going to be wonderful for the rest of your life. There may be some people like that, but most likely you're going to need to pick a drug plan at 65, and then you're going to probably need to pick another drug plan maybe at 68 or 69 or 70. For a variety of reasons. You either could be unhappy with the drug benefits, or you could be unhappy with the formulary, just they're not covering your drugs properly. You could be put on some new drugs that this one doesn't cover them as well, and we could switch you over to another one during the, there's just a multitude of reasons that you need to look at your drug plan every, you know, once a year. And then the same thing, if you're on one of these Part C Medicare Advantage plans that includes a drug plan, it might be that somebody that's been on United Healthcare for the last 3 years would have some of their problems fixed that they had with United Healthcare by just changing to one of Humana's plans. You were just mentioning a family member that was prescribed a new drug that's very expensive, and she just decided not to get it because it was so expensive on the Part D plan. Well, what we can do is just plug that drug in along with some of the rest of her drugs and just put it in the system and reverse engineer, and it'll tell us the best plan to pay for that drug and, you know, her other things. And we can just switch you over to that, just like that simple.
There's one other little thing, and I know I hate to keep backing up, but I think it's important because it totally floored me. I didn't see it coming. If you're still working, right, and you have not taken your Social Security, now Medicare is far from free. Sports yeah. fans. And not only is it far from free, you got to pay it the first 3 months in advance. And so it's like, wowzers. Was it $144.60
a month? They haven't announced. They always wait till after the election to announce that in an election year. But they haven't announced 2021 yet. But $144.60, I'm just guessing somewhere about $150 a month next year.
Right. So, you know, somewhere around $350, you know, you've got
$450 if you multiply it by three. Yeah.
You can tell that I'm not an yeah. annual fiduciary or any of this.
It's all right.
Yeah. I'll do I remember math. I wrote this like huge check. I thought, wait a minute, I'm on Medicare. Well, you know, you apparently pay it at 3 months in advance.
Sure.
And so what you think, you know, is because if you're on Social Security, it just apparently
comes out of your check, but it's still money. I mean, any way you shake it, you're paying $144.60 a month. Now, they have a program called the Low Income Subsidy for people that have a low income, which you don't qualify for that, but you can get that Part B paid for by the government. Then for the affluent people, $144.60 would be a bargain. So if you're a high income person in retirement, you're going to pay way more than $144.60. We're not going to get into it. That's called IRMA. And we'll, but I'll certainly, anybody that wants to call me and talk to me about IRMA, there's things we can do about IRMA. So we're talking about the Part B premiums. And what I want to get clear with everybody is I want to give you some context to make good decisions. So if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, Part C and Part D, I'd like through this show and perhaps even a meeting with you is just to explain exactly what it is you're on and why you're on it. And what your options are. And during this time of year, you could change to another one. That would be one of your options, is you could just say, well, I want to leave that
you
one.
You know, as I'm listening to what you're saying, hey, I'm not getting $30 rebate kickback towards my Part B. Hey, I don't have a hearing plan on mine. You know, there's obviously all sorts of advantages. I want to make sure I'm getting the
See, you're on original Medicare and a supplement. You can also, during this time of year, you can make an election to go on to a Medicare Advantage plan. You can pick the one. You got to do it by December 7th. And then you'll dump your Medicare supplement and dump the premium and dump the Part D plan and the D plan premium. So, you know, this isn't cut and dried for everybody. It's just you've got this period of time that you can make this election. So if you're on one of these Part C Medicare Advantage, you could switch to another one. Or if you totally didn't like it, you can go back to original Medicare. So you can leave that. You can leave your Part C plan.
And one of the parts that I think may be a little bit hidden in here that we haven't really discussed when it comes to the difference between Part C or being on original Medicare, Part A and Part B, is if you're on a Part C plan, the reason why you're not paying any premiums is because you got deductibles.
You got deductibles and co-payments.
You got deductibles and co-payments.
And you have a network that you have to go to.
Right. So, but just the deductibles and the co-payments are going to kind of be an offset.
They're going to be an offset of the savings of the premium. Unless you have a good year, then you're going to be money ahead. And if you have a real bad year, you're going to be money behind. Sure, you're going to be saving the Med Sup premium, but you're going to be paying out more in deductibles and co-payments. So isn't that cut and dried? Okay. But regardless, as you go through your options, so you could change to another Medicare Advantage plan, or you could go back to original Medicare, and then you would need to buy a supplement. And you would need to qualify for that supplement too. So if you're in poor health, we're going to want to get that supplement part taken care of before we make this election. And then you'll also need to purchase a Part D drug plan, and that can be a positive or a negative. It's a positive in the sense that you get to pick your Part D plan. So we can go through all of them that are for sale and pick the best one for you. Whereas on the Medicare Part C plan that includes a Part D, you just get whatever they got. So you can, the positive is you could have some choice. The negative is you're going to have to pay for that. So now you're going to have, you know, it's usually not a lot, $15 a month or so, but
minus
it's a
16. Thanks.
Yeah, it's a premium. So, you know, all of this is not that cut and dried. So there's a situation where somebody's on Medicare Advantage and we went through their options. Let's take somebody that doesn't even know what those Medicare Advantage things are. They haven't wanted them in the past, but they want to investigate them. Well, so now what you'll be doing is you're on Medicare Part A and Part B on original Medicare. And so during this period of time, you can make an election to go to any one of those plans. You don't have to answer any health questions. They'll automatically just move you over there. I mean, we'll do it for you.
You don't have to go straight to Humana or whatever. You guys handle bunches of them.
You can call us and we'll take care of it for you. And we offer all of them. So, you know, we're brokers for all that. And really want to give you this kind of advice before we get into the plans. I mean, that's the thing that I have the hardest time teaching to the people I work with all this stuff is they just want to be pitching whatever their policy is. And I say, wait a minute. What I want to do in my advertising or marketing is I want to be educating the people on what their choices are and giving them some context of what they have and why they have it. And then once we get them in the right box here, then we can start getting into their individual choices of what company they're going to buy it from and which plan they're going to buy.
Yeah, and another one of my motivations personally to go with a Med Sup rather than going with the Plan C, which would have had no premium. I got that. And I understood the co-pays and the other. But one of the things is when you're at turn 65, there's no health questions. You don't have to qualify for the Medicare supplement, right? You automatically get the low price deal. And
we put you on the lowest one.
Right. And so, you know, I got the low price deal until they rate it later on or whatever. But in other words, if there was a time to set up a Medicare supplement, it's when you turn 65 because you've got
what's called open enrollment.
Right.
And we represent 40 companies selling that stuff. They all sell exactly the same G plan. You know, you got Mutual of Omaha, Cigna, Aetna's got about two or three flavors. And I mean, you just go down the list. Again, a lot of these companies you never heard of, but we spreadsheet them and they're different, whichever one's the strongest in different parts of the country. We do this all over the United States. But the important thing you know, sure, it's good to get a good premium on that and get them in the right plan, which is typically Plan G. What I want to do is I want to get you understanding what you got and make sure that it, you know, it meets your needs.
Right, okay? Because that was the initial deal is like, did I want to work? And I've dealt with networks before, and I don't like being referred to people because they were in the network and they'd really rather refer me to somebody else, but they can't do that because it's my health that's involved. So that concerned me.
Sure.
So if I'm on a Plan C, I've got to deal with a network issue. I have to deal with payments and co-payments, you know, and that kind of stuff. But the thing that flipped me, like, really was I was amazed. You know, I bet the last year of my dad's life, you know, it might have been $250,000. It was crazy how much those hospital bills were, you know, and with his Medicare supplement he had at the time, I think we might have paid $20 towards one of the ambulance visits, something.
But and somebody messed up to create that. Somebody, I mean, it's literally that good.
He paid nothing.
And you know, the thing is with your dad, he never even looked at his $350 a month premium until he met me. And then I said, well, I don't care how old you are. Let's see what you're paying and what you're getting and what the option. I went out and saw him. He had already gotten sick, so he didn't have the options to move, but I still wanted to get some understanding of it. Had I gotten to him before he got sick, I could have cut the $350 a month in half and he would have still had exactly the same thing. He would have had to pay nothing. So once we get zeroed in that you need a Medicare supplement or you have a Medicare supplement, then I would encourage you to price shop. And you can do that any time of year. You don't need to do that in the annual election period. Medicare supplement, we do that all year long. And, you know, we've kind of rambled on about Medicare here today. And I know that a lot of our listeners are not at Medicare age yet. So I hope this helps you. But I also want to point out something. When I called on Robbie's dad, it was about 2 years ago, maybe going on 3 years ago, and Robbie was like 62 at the time. So he had an ear toward this Medicare stuff because it was coming. But you were thinking in terms of your dad, and that's why you sent me out there. And those of you that are under 65, and if your parents are still alive, or your aunts or uncles, in-laws, people that you really care about, I'm telling you, they can use your business savvy or your clean slate. I'll bet you if you called them up during this period and you just said, you know, I was listening to this guy on the radio. Do you need some help looking into all this stuff with somebody that's unbiased? And, you know, we can get you on the phone, them on the phone, and me on the phone, or one of my associates, and just talk through a few things. You'd be amazed at how much we can help people just explaining to them what they've got. And
yeah, because, you know, I know what a help it has been for, you know, two or three of my family, really, you know, since I began to understand, oh, wow, you're on Medicare Advantage? You mean, oh, you've got a, you know, understanding Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D, and then you get all the alphabet soup with the, you know, Medicare supplement letters as well. So
cardinalguide.com, you can find me. You know, I don't spend a lot of time blurting out my 800 number and blah, 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 blah. You can find me pretty easily. You can find me through the Truth Network, you know, Robbie here, Hans Scheil, and we do our consulting by phone, and we'd love to be of help to you.
Cardinalguide.com. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.
This is the Truth Network.